is Talk Monster for Grassroots.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, as usual, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future, and also NCS 51. It's just amazing how quickly things are moving now, more than ever before. And, of course, big things happening for the president. He's going to be out and about. He's going to be visiting Honeywell in Phoenix, Arizona, and talking about the N95 masks that are being mass-produced over there. And what a great job the president has done over the course of this, pandemic. Well, some people are calling it a pandemic. We're not necessarily calling it. We're calling it a scamdemic. Well, just a panic-demic. How's that? Craziness is what I call it. Crazy. And, you know, just fundamental biology will tell you that this is beyond the pale, if you will, in terms of understanding what is really truly going on. So anyway, we got a lot more to talk about here than just that. You've got Michael Flynn and Covington and Burling. Boy, what an outfit they are. And, you know, they're hiding so much information. It's about time, all of a sudden, these folks are found out as a law firm. They have done so much scamming over the years, it's not even funny. And I think it's really important to understand that. As a law firm. You know, this is the thing about the law firms that are working with the deep state, because they're clearly a deep state operating law firm. But they've had their hands on everything corrupt for years. And now all of a sudden, you know, they've got a whole bunch of papers that Michael Flynn's lawyer would love to be able to get her hands on. And, of course, but I don't know, thousands, tens of thousands of documents related to Michael Flynn. Now, it's shocking to find out that, I guess the Priest App and some of the other folks that have been involved with this whole thing from the very beginning been outed for years now. We've known about these folks. We've known the story pretty much. And it can, you know, what happens is that in our world of, I guess you would say, citizen journalism, we get information and we doggedly pursue a story, but we don't get all the details until we flush the whole thing out. And listen, I got to tell you, it's the citizen journalists that have been carrying the weight here of the mainstream media, of course. And from this, it's created a lot of opportunities for a lot of us. We've been able to do the things that we're doing, like, you know, our radio show, Red State Talk Radio. The whole phenomenon of Red State Talk Radio has been citizen journalism, and we've been spot on. And we've been calling out these scandals for years. And now here we are years later. But listen, I want to make this point because it's so fundamental to what we're doing. The stories that we discovered, starting way back when, in the early 90s with Bill Clinton, those stories have not gone away. And why have they not gone away? Because of the citizen journalists. We stay with it. Doesn't matter if it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. You know, we've got memory now. See, this is the problem with the mainstream media. The muscle memory, if you will. Call it muscle memory. You know, athletes know about muscle memory, right? You get actual memory systems in your... Everybody has that. That's how you coordinate your body, how you proprioccept the environment. But the thing is that we have amassed our own history and knowledge about events that the mainstream media so quickly just throws out and toss out. It's a story today, gone tomorrow, right? And never to be reported on again. You know, they just touch the surface that they don't really get into. And we go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. There's more than a story here. There's corruption. And, you know, without us, there would be no corruption to actually be able to view. And to doggedly continue to research and to prosecute. That's a fact. And, you know, some places, they still... Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You have some news outlets that profess to be so high and mighty, but it's kind of interesting that they are following the lead and the narrative of so many citizen journalists. And I could just run down a whole host of them. All of us conspiracy theorists and so on. Then they turn around and, you know, we're conspiracy theorists. And they take our stories. And they, you know, which is really kind of interesting. A couple of radio talk show hosts do that. And I'm not going to call them out on it. Without us, they would be nothing. You know, fortunately for them, they've got a big microphone and they can kind of use it out there. But without us, they're nothing. And they have no stories to regurgitate into it and to use our own muscle memory, if you will, of events. And, you know, we've amassed, as citizen journalists, an absolute huge archive of historical events that have shown us the corruption pattern that shows us so much about how the world is corrupted and what is trying to bring down Donald Trump today. That's a fact. And that's why people listen to us. They trust us for the right things to say and do about the news. And we take it serious. I take it serious. I really take it serious. I really take it to heart. You know, is it the right thing? Is it the right thing to come out with this story now? And is it going to be the correct thing? And, you know, a lot of it has to do with gut, but it also has to do with the fact that we get the information from our citizen journalists that we depend upon and that we know that they've researched, that we research, and it makes it easy. You see, that is not the way it's done with mainstream media. Now, what happens is you have a guy who gets handed a script, and he just reads the script, and he professes to be some sort of high and mighty reporter. There's very few reporters that are as dogged as a citizen journalist. There are a few. This Lori Logan is one of them, I believe. She stays with the story. She doesn't stop. She's committed. And she's in the mainstream, which is good. You know, there's others. I can point out a whole host of them, you know. You talk about Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, who, by the way, I have my issues. I've had my issues with. I love her to death now. Used to not care for her as a reporter, but she stays with it. She's absolutely won me over on that one. And a few others, you know, there are a few others that are out there. And I'll mention them from time to time. And they dig up the news. In fact, they follow a lot of what we do. We understand that. And Sean Hannity, you know, that guy deserves the Medal of Honor, in my opinion. He really does. He has been part of the reason this nation has been saved by Donald Trump. He absolutely has. I saw it at CPAC. I was at the Gaylord Hotel in 2016. I saw what was going on there with all the never Trumpers, all the haters on Trump from his own party. And now all of a sudden these haters, they like Donald Trump. It's called, let's just jump on the winner's bandwagon. See, I have some searing memories of some of those so-called mediaites, if you will, and what was going on there with them. I absolutely do, in that whole Trump hatred thing that they were brewing up, which still resonates today, like in the California Republican Party. How much do they hate Donald Trump? They absolutely hate him over the top. But, you know, it's nice to know now, out here in California, and in New California, that the Trump haters are becoming minimized like crazy. Their hatred for Donald Trump is being extinguished by the hope of many for New California. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Okay, it's a Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Cinco. I mean, the 5th of May. De Mayo. It's not Mayo. Like, mayonnaise. It's the month of May. What is wrong? See, you guys are all in trouble because there's something wrong with me today. And I'm asking the question. Remember, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. Remember that movie, What About Bob? I'm in that kind of a mood. Where's Richard Dreyfuss when I need him? Or you. I will be your Richard Dreyfuss today. No, I'm not. I'll take Bob any day. I'm not a Richard Dreyfuss kind of guy. Okay, listen, you have to see the movie What About Bob to kind of get that going on. Okay, some of the big things that are going on right now in the world of I would call him Flynn's revenge. You think Flynn's going to come back harder and go crazy on Robert Mueller? Robert Mueller. Hello, my name is Robert Mueller. And it's called payback. It's called payback for Flynn. And you know, all the things that have been going on with him, right? So, anyway, we got that sort of thing going on. And we got, where's Crazy Joe? Oh, by the way, I know what I was going to say. Our grievance number two today, I'm sorry. We're back doing the grievances again for New California. And someone said that the president likes our grievances. So I said, really? Okay, let's write more. How crazy can you get, right? How crazy can you get? And I said, what an opportunity. So we're back. Well, actually, I think it's appropriate now because it's kind of like phase two of the operation that we're going through. So another 95 grievances. Oh, boy, I'm sure that all the Republican and Democratic leaders in the state of California, by the way, the monoparty system, because the Republicans and Democrats, there's just not too many real Republicans left. There are a few, right? There are a few in California, but not many. Anyway, so they just are going, the rest of the monoparty system is going, oh, no, these grievances, they hate these grievances. And, but, you know, we just have to sort of single some things out. But if Governor Newsom was thinking he was going to be the presidential nomination because of the faltering Joe Biden, forget it. It's over. Done. Capiche. Nada. Nine. Niet. No way. Jose. Oh, Cinco de Mayo, right? In honor of Cinco de Mayo, no way Jose for Newsom. And, you know, when you break out, listen, Newsom's got some problems because Friday he broke out the Newsom Nazis, which is really, really quite a group of people. They were all dressed up in their face masks. They had their little masks on their faces, and then they had their little visors down, and then they had their football equipment on. It's kind of interesting when you see the thug look from the Newsom Nazis. They're all dressed in black. They all have their California Highway Patrol badge on. Am I calling the California Highway Patrol the Newsom Nazis? Yes, I am. A once proud law enforcement agency has now stooped to acting more like the Newsom Nazis, violating their own oath of office and picking up the women and children first business. Yeah, that's a sad state of affair when you see an agency like that was once proud over the last 8 years has become totally corrupted, of course. Not totally, not completely, because I know a lot of have a very good friend who's a CHP agent, and he is a wonderful man, and that's a wonderful agency, but it's been corrupted over the years, and clearly they've now moved on to crowd control, and a lot of people don't understand that around the state capitol, they are the state police. And of course, we used to have a state police, and that state police was thrown out, oddly enough, shockingly enough. They used to help out with the Border Patrol agents, and they used to round up inside California some of the unusual suspects, right? It's the illegal foreign nationals. They used to round them up and take them and help, you know, help out. And then in 1998, they dissolved that, shockingly, and gave all the resources of the state police to the highway patrol. So the highway patrol essentially has become the state police since then. Now, which everybody is scratching their head, like, why'd you do that? Why'd you dissolve that? And then later on in 2010 and 11, Jerry Brown did away with the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement in the state of California through the Department of Justice. 400 people fired, he and Kamala Harris. Now, why would they do that? So that his friends in the cartels could grow marijuana. Yeah, out in the high Sierras. So that's the foothills of the Sierras. That's why this whole thing about Newsom's Nazis, because now you've trained up the California Highway Patrol, who drives cars and gives you tickets, you know, into a monster thug group, right? And they come at you. They got helmets on, they got visors on, and then they've got shin guards on. It's almost like they're the tools of ignorance that a catcher would wear at a baseball game. And then they're padded up and everything all over the place. And then they've got clubs, big clubs that they poke the tiny women in the side with and bruise their kidneys and that sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff. And then the children, you know, they put them in zip ties and all that. Yeah, Newsom's Nazis, we call them, because, of course, Gavin Newsom first gave a permit, then took away a permit at the rally they had down there on Friday. And then, of course, the whole big thing was going on, a lot of arrests, and it was really an ugly scene. And it didn't need to be an ugly scene. But, you know, the proud Americans that were there, Trump supporters and the like, Jefferson, New California, all those people were gathered up there to protest and make the statement that we want our state back again. Everybody wants to be free, roaming around, of the businesses, open up the businesses. And, of course, Gavin Newsom was doing nothing more than distracting. So we are reading a grievance about that today. So it's Cinco de Mayo Day. It's Grievance Day. And it's our turn to get out there and say something. So we'll be talking about that in the third hour. Okay, Judge Napolitano, Republicans absolutely right to demand investigation into FBI's handling of Flynn case. Okay. Ken Starr, Flynn case shows James Comey FBI leaders were out to get the Trump administration. We know that. And now everybody's crying for the firing of Chris Wray, the current FBI director. And I support that. I think Chris Wray should have been fired the day he was hired. That was my assessment. But, you know, there's a reason why Chris Wray was placed there. There's always an opportunity with Trump rope to help to make your day go a lot better. And Chris Wray was offered the opportunity to do what he could do to turn around a flailing FBI. And by the way, on the way out of the door when the president was talking to him, I'm sure he said, "Hey, Chris, catch this." And he tossed a big bag to them. And on the front it said, "Specially made for you, Trump rope." Rope, you know, how to hang yourself with it. And so Mr. Wray is now at a point where the rope is just getting, it's like when you put that shirt on, it's just a little too tight before you put the tie on. Go, wait a minute, have I gained weight? No, you haven't gained weight. You've just gotten a little bit further away from the end of the rope. And that's where Chris Wray is right now. I'm giving you kind of a little assessment of what's going to be happening here. There's going to be tremendous things coming out here shortly about this whole thing with the Russiagate. There's going to be perp walks. There are going to be perp walks. And one of the guys that's going to be perp walked around will be, mark my words, Robert Mueller. Now, not that I know a whole bunch of stuff about this, but, you know, I know a whole bunch of stuff about this. So that's why I can say with certainty that you will, in not too distant future, you will see a perp walk by Mr. Wray. You will see that. And what a proud day that'll be for America. Because we know that it's not just going to be Mr. Ray and Mr. Mueller and Strzok and Page and so many other people. It's going to be a lot of other people. The Robert Mueller, yep. He's in the crosshairs. I'm sure, where's Jim's call me? He's also in the crosshairs. There's a whole bunch of people. Their days are coming. And it's about time, isn't it? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Engage in this kind of obstructive conduct. If it doesn't meet all the elements of obstruction of justice, it comes pretty darn close. But at a minimum, it shows they were out to get General Flynn.
Well, the fallout continues tonight from those recently released FBI documents in the Michael Flynn case. As we stand by for another round of documents, let's debate with former United States Attorney Harry Lipman and Cal Berkeley Law Professor John Yoo. Good to have you both back with us tonight, gentlemen.
Hi, Shannon. Hi, John.
Hey, Shannon. Happy birthday, Harry.
Thanks very much.
That's right. Thanks for sharing
it with
us, Harry.
Couldn't think of a better place to spend it. All right.
You're giving us a gift, so thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right.
Now, listen, Friday night, Carrie Kupick from the DOJ was here with us, and here's what she said.
We
yes, more documents will be released in probably early next week.
All right, John, that means now. Who should be worried, if anyone, about that?
The FBI should be worried. They are not looking good in any of this. One of the things that we've learned from the documents that have been released over the last few days is that it looks more and more like the FBI engaged in a perjury trap of General Flynn, in that they weren't really investigating him for any other crime. They were just out to get him to lie on the record. And that some of these notes suggest that they were trying to get him to lie so as to get him fired or to prosecute him. Now, the problem for General Flynn is that he pled guilty. And so even if he wins in this big fight, all he can get is just another chance to go to court or to try to renegotiate a plea deal.
Yeah, it's important to note that he did, and he was given more than one opportunity to make a decision about that plea and stuck with it. May 1st in The Hill, this is an opinion piece that talks about where we are. It says, had the Department of Justice released the newly disclosed documents related to General Michael Flynn 3 years ago, instead of fired FBI Director James Comey improperly leaking his memos on President Trump, there definitely would have been a special counsel, only it would have been investigating the FBI for gross abuse of power, not the Trump administration. Harry.
Look, he pled guilty because he was guilty. But putting it aside, there's been a torrent of criticism, especially on Fox, you know, John and Judge Starr. And it's missing this dominant fact. He does not come in there as an innocent guy. He's been playing serious footsie with the ambassador of Russia and then lying about it to the White House, which lies about it to the public. Remember, he is fired by the president for lying straight out to Vice President Pence. This is a huge problem for a national security advisor. Among other things, it subjects him to blackmail. So yes, they want first and foremost, this is backed by the book for a counterintelligence investigation. First, you do try to get him to tell the truth, so you seal that up. But if you can't, you've got a threat out there that you absolutely have to neutralize if you can. And that means getting the lie in absolute, concrete, prosecutable fashion. Nothing at all unusual there when you have a counterintelligence investigation against a guy who would be the national security advisor.
Well, John, what about that? Because I've read a number of pieces that have said the same thing. This is what you do when you're putting together a case, and there was nothing out of the ordinary. What do you think?
The problem is when you charge someone with lying, it's usually because it's a connection. In fact, that's part of the statute, this materiality requirement. It's usually in connection with some other crime. The government, the FBI, doesn't just go around the country trying to find people who are just lying. In D.C., that would be a full-time job just for the FBI. So what you have to do is, what were they investigating Flynn for? Now, Harry's right. Maybe he might have been a problematic national security advisor, but the FBI wasn't investigating General Flynn for anything he did that was illegal, except this claim of something called the Logan Act, which has never been successfully prosecuted and is probably unconstitutional. And General Flynn was already acting as a transition officer for the Trump administration, so he was allowed to talk to the Russian ambassador. He didn't do anything illegal in talking to the Russian ambassador about sanctions. So this is the problem, is that the FBI looks like they're being overzealous because they wanted to flip General Flynn to testify against President Trump. But as we found out in the Mueller report, there was no there.
Two quick points.
Let me just say something, though. Andy McCarthy wrote a piece on this. You guys know him well. He's often on with you, a very well-respected lawyer. He says that there was a concerted effort to get rid of Flynn because he could have shielded Trump and stopped the Russian investigation. This is what Andy writes. He says the only way the Bureau could pull that off would be to conceal from the president the fullness of the Russia investigation, in particular, the fact that Trump was the target. That is why Flynn had to go. He goes on to say, as NSA, Flynn would ensure that Trump ran the intelligence agencies, not be run by them. So, Harry, your response to Andy's contention that they got Flynn out of the way so they could get to the president.
Yeah, it's just not, I mean, it's wild supposition on his part. There was, of course, already a counterintelligence against Trump. But no, and this goes to John's as well, they're not, the predicate's not the Logan Act. That's part of it. And it's been the predicate before, even if not prosecuted. But the big problem is he's the target of a counterintelligence investigation. The big problem is he has, in fact, had substantive conversations, not sort of nice to look forward to working with you conversations, and lied about it. And that made him, you know, again...
The problem with his argument here, and he's, you know, of course, he doesn't want to say anything about the problem with his own argument, is that it goes to what the Berkeley professor was talking about, John, that Flynn had every right and responsibility to be talking to the Russians. That was his job. He was a transition officer for the president. And that they throw this one out. He's trying to throw this one out the window as a discussion piece, but it's not. It doesn't fly. If you're doing your job, you're doing your job. And he was doing his job. He had every right to be there talking to him. There's no footsie going on. And there was. It was very clear there was not a lot of footsie going on. It was very minimal, so-called footsie with contacts and so on. But the bottom line to it, he had the right to be there talking to Kushnyak, the ambassador. So let's not go straying off of the narrative here. He had a job to do, and he was doing it.
Trump fired him, and everyone agrees that that was fine. So he was the target of a counterintelligence problem more so than a Logan Act, though both of them.
A counterintelligence problem for the Obama administration for Trump that began well before this. He's not selling you that either. This whole investigation of Trump by Obama started well before this Flynn incident, months before. And, of course, he doesn't want to bring that up. I don't know if John's going to bring it up or not. But
then we're on the sort of opening papers for the file.
Yeah, though we would note that in the documents we saw last week, they were ready to close the case against him until, because they hadn't found anything. Peter Strzok said on January 4th, no, don't close it out yet. We may have something else up our sleeve. Now, we get
true,
more documents
coming. But the something
coming,
else came
so
out, the conversation with Kislyak.
So what?
Which happened in December. So it predated this stuff, and I don't know when they found out about it, but we'll see, because there are more documents coming. We're also.
And by the way, there's no phone conversations like they say. Oh, we forgot about that part. The phone conversation were bogus, but that's what got them the FISA warrants. They lied about that. John, say something about that. Somebody say something.
But Harry, again, happy birthday, and John, always good to have you.
It's always good to have you too, John, and Harry. Anyway, so Harry forgets a few things. What about Harry? Remember that movie, What About Harry? No, there was What About Bob. There's no What About Harry. Anyway, so Flynn's more papers coming out, more evidence coming out, talking about the Robert Mueller team. And, of course, it's going to be a big day when all you see somebody like a Robert Mueller perp walk. And I'm thinking that's going to come real soon. The article says here, explosive, newly unsealed evidence documenting the FBI's efforts to target National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, including a top official's handwritten memo debating whether the FBI's goal was to get him to lie, so we can prosecute him or get him fired. That's the FBI under Obama. And now we got Michael Ray to get rid of. Time for him to go. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see. Last night I was getting a briefing, actually, from some people about what's going on in Central America. Well, and then this morning, lo and behold, we get our own report that, guess what? It says here, Venezuela, two U.S. mercenaries among those nabbed after raid. Aha, so they've gotten two U.S. mercenaries. It says Venezuela's Attorney General Tariq William Saab holds up Twitter posts between two members of the opposition, Humberto Calderon and Yang, during a press conference. Oh, that's no big deal. It says May 4, 2020. Okay, so let's go to the Caracas. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said authorities arrested two U.S. citizens among a group of mercenaries on May 4th, a day after a beach raid purportedly aimed at capturing the socialist leader that authorities say they foiled. Okay. Maduro held up a pair of blue U.S. passports reading off the names and birth dates on them in a nationwide broadcast on state television. He showed images of the fishing boats that alleged attackers rowed in on, and equipped like walkie-talkies, night vision glasses, collected in what Maduro called an intense couple of days. He blamed the attacks on the Trump administration in neighboring Colombia, both of which have denied involvement. The United States government is fully and completely involved in this defeated raid, Maduro said, praising members of a fishing village for cornering one group in the sweep netting the professional American mercenaries. Before the dawn raid on Sunday, officials say the first attack started on a beach near Venezuelan port city of La Guaira, when security forces made the first two arrests and killed eight others attempting to make a landing by speedboats. The two U.S. citizens arrested Monday were identified as Luke Denman and Aaron Berry, both former U.S. Special Forces soldiers. Florida-based ex-Green Beret Jordan Grudeau said early Monday that he was working with the two men in a mission intending to detain Maduro and liberate Venezuela. Guerrero has claimed responsibility for the operation. Doesn't it sound a little slipshod to you, this so-called operation? The two served in Iraq and Afghanistan with him in the U.S. military, Guerrero said, adding that they were part of the alleged mission in Venezuela called Operation Gideon. The aim was to capture Maduro. Boy, this doesn't sound like a great operation, does it? It certainly doesn't sound like a first-rate one. Something's wrong here with this picture, of course. See, now, obviously, my antenna for, is there a conspiracy or not, starts to, they're out. They're absolutely out. I mean, because, you know, who is this Guerrero guy? Who is this Guerrero guy? And they served together in Iraq and Afghanistan with him in the U.S. military. All right. Who's paying these guys to do this? Venezuela has been in a deepening political and economic crisis under Maduro's rule. Crumbling public services such as running water, electricity, and medical care have driven nearly 5 million people to migrate. You know, that sounds a lot like California, doesn't it? And now we've got the news from Nazis out there. But Maduro still controls all levers of power despite a U.S.-led campaign to oust him. It recently indicted Maduro as a drug trafficker and offered a 15 million money. How silly of me. It recently indicted Maduro as a drug trafficker and offered a $15 million reward for his arrest. No wonder they're mercenaries and they just want the money, right? I get it, doesn't take me long. Venezuela and the United States broke diplomatic ties last year amid heightened tensions. So there is no U.S. embassy in Caracas. Officials from the U.S. State Department did not respond Monday to a request by the Associated Press for comment. I've tried to engage everybody I know at every level, Guerrero said, of the attempt to help his detained colleagues. Nobody's returning my calls. It's a nightmare. Well, you know, it could have been better because you could have gotten $15 million, right, for the reward. You roll the dice, this is what you get, right? Maduro's account of the confusing raid has at times seemed contradictory. For example, he says he was plotting a rebellion for months while claiming not to have received a single penny. Meanwhile, a self-aggrandizing Maduro has thrived broadcasting videos on state TV, that doesn't make a lot of sense, of what he says was a flawless defense of his nation's sovereignty. Kay Denman, the mother of one of the Americans, said the last time she heard from her son was a few weeks when he texted her from an undisclosed location to ask how she was doing coping with the pandemic. She said she never heard from her son, discuss Venezuela, and only learned of his possible capture there after his friends called when they saw the reports in the social media. The first time I heard John Guerrero's name was today, she said. When reached at her home in Austin, Texas, that would have been yesterday, right? Oh, I guess so. The opposite. Okay, Guerrero says Guerrero never fulfilled the agreement, but the former Green Beret pushed ahead with an underfunded operation with just 60 fighters, including two U.S. veterans. He said that he last communicated with Denman and Barry when they were adrift in a boat hugging the Caribbean coast of Venezuela. They were still in their boat following an initial confrontation with the Venezuelan Navy early Sunday. They were running dangerously low on fuel, Guerrero said, and if they had gone onto landfall, they would have gone to a safe house. Uh-huh. That's a problem. So now we know they're trying to collect the $15 million to get Maduro. That's interesting, isn't it? Did not work out. And they ran out of gas. Doesn't sound too professional. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Now, Aram Solar, 866-676-5276 for all of your solar needs. And, of course, MyPillow, 800-266-4715. Agenda is the code word there. Use Agenda for MyPillow. You want to sleep all night long? I know I do. When I put my head down, I go to sleep because I've got MyPillow. Anyway, 800-266-4715. All right, we got, the first hour is gone, G-O-N-E. We're done with the Flynn thing for today. I'm telling you, there's going to be so much that comes of this, and we're going to start to see more people trotted out. There are more investigations. They've got impaneled grand juries business going on. People are being questioned. And, of course, the Democrats are going, we got Joe Biden. And, by the way, Pretty Boy is gone. You will not see, I repeat, répétez s'il vous plaît, you will not see Gavin Newsom running for president to replace Joe Biden. That's a big rumor that he is fini. He's kaput politically, Gavin Newsom. He is gone. And, of course, the reason why he's gone is $21.4 billion that he can't account for. Rapid spending, I guess. That was the big thing that he talks about. He was talking about his big deal, his really big deal, which is, of course, the nest egg that they had set aside for the rainy day fund. It disappeared in a matter of weeks. Where did it all go? Now, I mean, don't you want to know where $21 billion went? I want to know where $320 billion went last year that's unaccounted for by the state of California. That's why I say, you see, downgrades are coming for California. Stay with us. More to come here. And remember, stay strong. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.